Well, Declan, I suppose this is the game we've been talking about since the draw was made, whenever, this time last year or a little bit later maybe, but certainly changed time since it was officially to go ahead.
Yeah, that's true, Tom. It was 12 months now since the draw was made, and, you know, May the 17th was etched on our minds. That was the original date for first round of the Ulster Championship against Tyrone, and, you know, it was a draw. It was the big draw of the first round of the championship. It's still a big draw of the first round of the championship, even though it's taking place a number of months later. And here we are, heading into November and getting ready to play an Ulster championship. So, yeah, strange times, Tom.
Yeah, and obviously, if it had gone ahead of me, you would have been, better road tested and everything, in the sense that you would have come through a National League campaign and you'd have had only a couple of weeks to wait. How big a concern is it to you? And obviously it applies to everybody, the fact that you've had just the two games, kind of a warm-up for this.
Listen, you know what, Tom, it's the same for all. It's the same for every team, and we'll be making no complaints about it. It's great that we're fit to play football. You know, when the doom and gloom that's out there at the minute, it's great, and I'm sure every team in the country's glad to be back playing. And, you know, we've had two league games now, back-to-back, and yeah, we're really looking forward to this challenge on Sunday, which is going to be a real, real challenge for us, you know.
Yeah, and of course, one of those league games was your very first game back. It was against Tyrone, won as well. But then we saw Tyrone going to Mayo last week in Castlebar last Sunday, and, you know, putting in a big performance and getting a big result. Do we have to adjust our sets after that? Because a lot of people left Ballybuffet thinking there was a little bit of a gap developing.
No, listen, there's no gap, and, you know, when you're playing Tyrone, you know, you're facing, you know, the most successful team, one of the most successful teams in Ulster over the last two decades, and listen, Tyrone's going to go nowhere. They're always going to be really competitive. They have a great underage structure coming through. Their 20s won Ulster again this year, and they just lost out in an All-Ireland semi-final there a couple of weeks back. But, listen, they went down to Castlebar, put in a huge performance, especially in that first half. They really blew Mayo aside in that first half, and... yeah, it's going to be a real, real force coming into Ballybuffet on Sunday. And as I say, it was, when the draw was made, a big, big game, all right. But it's absolutely huge now as we entered the last couple of days going into it. And it's one that we've been looking forward to since we've got back on the pitch again.
And tell me, obviously, Conor McKenna seems to be the talk of the town and talk of everybody. He certainly made a significant contribution since he returned from Australia.
Yeah, listen, he's taken back to the round ball fairly seamlessly, and, you know, I would have known of Conor during his underage playing them under 16, 17s and 18s when I was involved with the Donegal underage setup, and we would have come across Conor, and outstanding prospect, and he done well when he was down in Australia, but he's back now wearing the throne colours, and he's doing extremely well. So yeah, he's been a big addition to Mickey Hart's attacking force, you know.
Yeah, and we saw Darragh Canavan as well last week, maybe slight in stature, but certainly making a presence as well.
Yeah, listen, he come out of the under-20s, and he's come through the underage ranks too. So, listen, Tyrone are a good all-round side. We know that. Both teams, Tom, know each other very, very well. And, as I say, the highest respect for each other. And I say it's going to be one real, real championship battle on Sunday.
Hmm. And does the inclusion of McKenna now in the Tyrone team make you adjust your game plan, your tactics?
Not really, Tom, no. Listen, you know, Tyrone have a huge amount of quality within the team. You know, you look at the likes of Matty Donnelly and P.D. Hart and Tiernan McCann, Michael McKiernan. You know, you have players, and you have quality players, Darren McCurry, you know, all over that team, Niall Flodden. So they're, you know, really, really good side. And as I say, yeah, Conor's come in and he's given them an extra probably focal point in attack, but it makes them more dangerous. Yeah, they're a dangerous opposition, and we know that. And they were always going to be dangerous. So yeah, no, listen, as I say, it's going to be interesting tactically, and as I say, it'll go down the wire. I would say down to 75, 76 minutes or whatever length of time the game will last next Sunday, that'll go right to the wire.
Yeah, and you were in Kerry last weekend. Obviously, you travelled without quite a number of players. Michael Murphy, Ryan McHugh, Owen Bourne, Gallagher, Neil McGee, Hugh McFadden. None of those boys featured, neither did Patrick McBrearty. First of all, on the first group of players, were they just been rested, or have some of them knocks or injuries, or...?
Ah, there was a number of knocks coming out of the match against Tyrone, but, you know, it was always our intention. Once we, you know, consolidated our position in Division 1 for next season, that we wouldn't be traveling those lads, and it was going to give other lads an opportunity to get game time down in Kerry. And that's exactly what we've done. And we've got lads back on the pitch that hadn't been there for a while before. So it's good in that sense. But yeah, listen, the main focus was always going to be the Sunday's match in the Championship.
And what were the positives that come out of Kerry? Was it that Michael Langan got game time? Jason McGee got game time?
Yeah, listen, those guys needed game time, and they came out of it well. And the likes of, you know, Paddy McGrath, the likes of Steve McMenamin, who'd been out for a long time, but he's back playing his last couple of weeks, and the likes of Oisin Gallen, all these guys have got back playing, Owen McHugh back on the pitch again, and that was important for us to get those guys back. And, you know, we came out of the match injury-free, which was important for us. And, yeah, no, listen, the squad's in a good enough place heading into Sunday.
And tell me, talk to me about Patrick McBrearty. We haven't seen him at all in this section of the league. Kerry picked up a knock against Roscommon in a challenge game. How was he?
Yeah, listen, he's progressing. Yeah, and we give him every opportunity to make it on Sunday, and we're quite hopeful. So, yeah, he's been back. He's been back now with us. So we still have another training session left before the weekend. So, yeah, he's an important player for us. No doubt about that. There.
Will it be a concern that he hasn't got much game time in recent weeks?
Ah, listen, it's always a concern, and you know, but that's, listen, I'm sure there's a lot of managers around the country in the same position. But yes, we'll give him, and we'll monitor him. As I said, tomorrow night's probably our last session, so we'll monitor him again then, and have another look before the weekend. But listen, we're hopeful that he will be available for selection.
The game in McCool Park, normally, you know, packed to the rafters, big partisan Donegal crowd, that 16th man you've often talked about, and you've often asked and requested them to get behind the team. They're going to be absent. Does that maybe reduce the effect of maybe the home venue?
Well, listen, it's different, that's for sure, Tom. And, you know, we're coming into empty stadiums, but that'll be great. Yeah, it'd be great heading into May the 17th, height of the summer, going into the start of the summer, and full house in Ballybuffet, good weather, but not to be. And we're heading into the winter, and we're in winter, and it's also championship football in winter without any spectators. But, you know, we're delighted that we're back playing in the Ulster Championship. It didn't look that good for a number of months throughout the early part of the summer, but we're here now, a couple of days out. And listen, we're delighted that we're given this opportunity to represent our county. It's been a lot of doom and gloom, Tom, right throughout the last 7 months, and that continues. I mean, COVID hasn't gone away, but it's given people out there something else to talk about other than COVID. And we're hoping that we can put on a performance for decently goal supporters that's going to sit back and watch the game on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and you mentioned the weather there and winter weather, playing in winter weather. Bernard Brogan was reported to have said in recent weeks in an opinion piece that he felt that the winter conditions would suit Donegal. Is that an insult or is it a compliment?
Yeah, everyone has their opinion, Tom. I wouldn't get too carried away, but anyone else, we're just sitting down to say get ready for an Ulster Championship, and whether it's wet, dry or whatever else, we'll face up to those challenges. But nah, listen, that makes no real difference.
And talk to me about Tyrone and Tyrone last weekend. Unlike Tyrone in many ways, they pushed up on Mayo a lot and went for them, and obviously yielded the result. Is that something that you're going to be watching out for, or do you expect them maybe to retreat back? Because recent matches between Donegal and Tyrone have been real tactical battles.
Listen, Sundays will be no different, Tom. It's going to be another tactical battle, whether they push up or sit back, or, you know, we've got to deal with whatever challenge faces us. And you know, we're getting ready for that challenge. And as I said, both teams do know each other inside out. They know the individuals, they know the team, the game plan. So we do know each other fairly well. So, yeah, it's going to be another interesting, and it's going to be another tactical battle on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course, in recent years, the team that got, obviously the team that gets the most goals normally does win. But, you know, goals have been big factors in any games in recent years between Donegal and Tyrone.
Yeah, listen, goals are huge, and you know, looking at Tyrone last Sunday, they got a number of goals, got 3 goals against Mayo. They also scored 2 goals against us in the league the previous week. So yeah, they're dangerous in terms of goals. So listen, it's something that that we've got to be wary of in terms of our defensive unit. But and saying that, goals do win matches, but at the end of the day, this is championship, and sometimes even tactical battles and different stuff can go out to one of those, that team that has that most drive, that's going to really go with it and go at it on Sunday. Probably the team's going to come out on top.
And obviously, there's no second chance, there's no back door. This is winner take all.
Yeah, listen, it's back to the old days. I think it's been 20 years now since the back door's come in, and it's the first time that it's not going to be in play. But listen, as I said, it's the same for every team. There is no back door or side door. It's straight championship knockout football now, and the winner takes it all. And